with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former President Jimmy Carter returned to Washington for the last time. His casket lies in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol after services earlier today. At President Carter's state funeral, Chaplain of the Senate Barry Black gave his invocation.
We proclaim your generosity to this nation and world for giving us the gift of someone with the ethical congruence to be salt and light to his generation. Lord, he made the world more palatable.
The former president's body will lie in state through tomorrow. President Biden will deliver a eulogy at his funeral on Thursday. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the public release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on investigations into President-elect Trump as an appeals court weighs a challenge. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon made the ruling Tuesday, the morning after an emergency request by defense lawyers to stop the Justice Department from making the report public, a step that Smith had said could come as early as Friday. The report is expected to describe charging decisions made in separate investigations by Smith into Trump's storing of classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate and his efforts to investigate the results of the 2020 presidential election in the run-up to the January 6, 2021 assault at the U.S. Capitol. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A fire has swiftly consumed part of the Pacific Palisades neighborhood near Los Angeles and sent hundreds fleeing down Pacific Coast Highway. Over 13,000 structures are threatened. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 178. This is SRN News. Syrian Christians remain in limbo.
A group of clergymen have met with a rebel leader who overthrew strongman Bashar Assad, and they seem to have received no concrete assurances. The Catholic news agency quotes one cleric who says after sitting down with Ahmad al-Shara for some time, quote, "We cannot discern his true intentions. It is ambiguous. There are no guarantees, and we remain in limbo." Christians have had a presence in Syria for centuries, but they're a tiny persecuted minority today. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby's tenure in office officially came to an end yesterday after an investigation found he failed to tell police about serial abuse by a volunteer at Christian summer camps as soon as he became aware of it. Welby, head of the Church of England and spiritual leader of the Global Anglican Communion, has opted to resign. Most of his official functions will be delegated to the Archbishop of York. SRN News. Some leading Democrats enter the new Congress under scrutiny for what many see as their deception about President Biden's mental fitness over the past 2 years. Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats and members of the mainstream media may be among the most suspicious of Democrat leaders, like Charles Schumer, after feeling they were duped by claims Biden was mentally fit to start another four-year term at age 82. It was Schumer who, in February of last year, chalked up concerns about Biden's mental capacity to what he called right-wing propaganda. One anonymous Democrat senator told The Hill the apparent cover-up gave Democrat opponents an opening to tag the entire party as corrupt. Bob Agnew reporting.
The plunging polar vortex is bringing sub-freezing temperatures to some of the southernmost points of the U.S. A forming storm system is threatening to dump snow on parts of Texas and Oklahoma. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.